Time to have a look at this upcoming weekend's round of NRL action. We do that with our producer, Rob, that does a lot of other behind-the-scenes stuff for us. But he is getting out on the radio a lot more, so welcome, Rob.
Morning, Mark.
NRL action. This week, we haven't touched on the standings in the 2NURFM tipping comp as of late. You've got some stats for us.
Yeah, well, the last couple of weeks, we've been focusing more on State of Origin, but let's get back into... So there's 525 people in the 2NURFM tipping competition. You're cruising it at the moment.
Doing pretty good. Where am I? Am I in the top 50?
You're in the top 40%.
Wow.
So crushing it. So it's sitting in 219. I'm down in the bottom 30% at 372. But
Another name we haven't mentioned, though, has there?
We have not mentioned this man since the very first NRL segment we did, the Mr. Todd Sargent.
Where's he? He'd be in the top, 15%? He's across rugby league things, isn't he?
He's in... 15%. He's sitting in the bottom 9% in 477. So while I'm not going that great, there's always someone lower than you.
477 out of 525.
Yep.
Well, we can't even say the season's still young anymore. There's not much time left.
Only 7 rounds left. So kicking off tonight with Brisbane and the Bulldogs. I know you're a Bulldogs fan, and Broncos, they'd be fancy to win this one. They got a nice win against the Knights. Great second half last week. I'm actually going to go for a bit of an upset here. I think the Bulldogs might get the job done at Suncorp tonight.
Well, we'll see how we go there. The Roosters and the Knights also this weekend.
Yeah, so Sean Kennedy-Dowell, former Rooster, he's going to make his debut for the Knights this week. I'm expecting a really competitive game, but I think the class of the Roosters might seep through in the end. I think Mitchell Pearce, he'll step up in the absence of a few key players. Knights will give a good account of themselves, but the class of the Roosters, they're just too good.
It is a very special game this weekend where the Rabbits take on the Sharks.
Yeah, Luke Lewis debuted all the way back in 2001, still kicking around. He's going to celebrate his 300th game for Cronulla. It's going to be a fantastic night out at Southern Cross Group Stadium. South's very disappointing against Cowboys last week. That's their season done. The way the Sharks are going at the moment, it's hard-pressed to see them losing, and they may well be looming up for another Cronulla-Melbourne Grand Final.
Oh, that's a little early for that. We'll see how we go. What about Penrith and the Titans?
Well, this is going to be one of the better games of the season, I think. We've got Penrith in 9th and the Titans in 12th. It's very competitive in that race towards the bottom part of the top 8. If Penrith get a win and results go their way, they can jump into the top 8 this weekend. I think off the back of some really strong performances recently, and the Titans had a great win against Cronulla last week. I'm liking this to be a good game, but Penrith should just get it in the end.
And what about the Raiders and the Storm?
Well, this should be competitive down in Canberra. Raiders, they had a lot of bad luck recently with just getting done right at the end. Melbourne going so well. And the Raiders, they did get a win in extra time last week. But I think this, the class of Melbourne, they're a step above everyone else in the comp. And barring a disastrous injury toll, it's hard to see them not at the very least making the grand final.
Oh, that another huge prediction there. Not just the finals, but the grand final.
Absolutely.
Cowboys and the Warriors shape up this weekend too.
Yeah, well, Cowboys, for the first time ever, 3 straight wins without Jonathan Thurston, so they're playing so well. And at the same time, the Warriors' best player, Sean Johnson, is out for the next 6 to 8 weeks. So on paper, it seems very much like a foregone conclusion the Cowboys will win this. I think they will, and they'll need to win these games, the easier games, because they've got a very tough run heading into the finals, so they want to make sure that they can guarantee their spot in the top 8.
A couple of more games this weekend, Dragons and Manly.
Yeah, things are going a bit off the radar for both sides. Manly, they didn't have a great first half against the Tigers last week. They came home strong in the second half. Dragons, they're in a very poor slump at the moment, and down at Wynn Stadium, I think that Manly should get the job done.
Last game of the round is the Tigers and the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, well, I think in this one, Tigers, while they are improving and getting better in some respects, Parramatta are just too good, and I think this will be the year they will play finals football for the first time since 2009.
Oh, they'll be looking forward to that. They'll be looking forward to getting past all the stuff that happened.
Absolutely. Well, they were looking so good at the beginning of last season, and the salary cap drama happened, but I think that they've assembled such a fantastic roster. They're playing really great football, and I'm really enjoying seeing Parramatta go well at the moment.
Good luck if you haven't got your tips in yet. I must remember to do that. I'm usually right on top of it, but I'll do that this afternoon, and at least we're in front of somebody else that we mentioned earlier.
Absolutely.
So don't have to run the fastest, just run faster than the person you want to be running in faster.
Okay. Catch you next week, Mark.
Does that make sense? That made no sense at all. Anyway, that's round number 20 of 2NURFM's Tipping Comp. We'll look forward to some results next week. It is 17 to midday with the 3 degrees.